amazing. All right. Well, it's so exciting to be with y'all here today on Mother's Day. As we were listening a little bit earlier to all the different things that the kids were saying about their moms, I took a few minutes and this week and just looked up some of those crazy things that kids say. One day, a boy went up to his dad, and he said, Dad, what's eternity? What's eternity? And the dad looked at him and, you know, was kind of going, what's eternity? And he said, how do I explain this to my little five-year-old? How do you explain eternity? He said, you know, well, it just goes on and goes on and goes on. He said, you know, that's eternity. And he said, oh, okay. Well, you know, mom's going to have the little baby and she's going to have to wear eternity clothes. Now, maybe some of y'all feel that way during pregnancy. Another one I heard, and this has nothing to do with Mother's Day, I just like the joke, was this this kid, they had just gone to see a wedding, his first wedding. You know, he was an older kid, he was in math some, and so as they're coming out of the wedding on the way home, the mom turns to the little boy and she said, well, that was your first wedding. She said, what did you think about that? You know, one man, one woman joined forever. And he said, oh no. He said, you can have 16 wives. She looked at him. What do you mean 16 wives? Well, he said, the pastor said, four better and four worse, four richer and four poorer. He said, that's 16. And he said, which one are you? And the last one, I'm just loving these. This will be the whole sermon today. It said, there was a boy, and he was 4 years old, but his birthday was the next day. And all year long, he'd been telling people, I'm four, I'm four. And on the night before his birthday, his mom said, well, tonight you're four, but tomorrow you'll be 5 years old. And he said, that's right. Today I'm four, and tomorrow I'll be a handful. So today, whether you feel like you've been a mom for eternity, whether you feel like you're the part of the four worse or the four poor, or if you've got a kid that was just a handful or is a handful, we want to welcome you and tell you, hey, God loves you, and we're glad you're here today. For everybody else, we're going to look at some biblical principles today, and we're going to gear it towards moms. But I think this will be good for single people. I think this will be good for dads. Definitely good for grandmas and grandpas. I just hope that everybody can get something because I think we all have a little bit of a heart of a mother in us. And so we're going to look in the scriptures about the heart of a mother. We're going to start and we're just going to look at the most famous mom ever. And we're going to look at the story of Mary. We'll start in Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 38. So Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 38. And for point number one, simply this, is a mother's heart leans into God when she doesn't know what to do. A mother's heart leans into God when she doesn't know what to do. Let's read the scriptures there. In Luke chapter 1, in verse number 34, it says this, how will this be? So we're walking into the scene where an angel of the Lord has just appeared to Mary and said to Mary, you're going to have a child. And so Mary's first words here are of confusion, right? I don't know what to do. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. And then in verse number 38, Mary looks up and she says, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. may your words to me be fulfilled. And then the angel left. I think Mary is a great example here. There's going to be many times in our lives when we're confused. There's many times when we just kind of stand up and go, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know what the next steps are, but we watch a transformation in Mary in this. She went from nervous, how will this be? How can you accomplish this? I'm a teenage girl. I don't know anything about what you're telling me. But by the end of it, she has just said, I am the Lord's servant. I think in that moment, she went from nervous to saying, you know what? I don't know what to do here. I don't have any control over this situation. So therefore, I'm just going to lean into God. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to be confident in the fact that God is going to take care of this. Have y'all ever had one of those no control moments? Have you ever just had one of those times, maybe as a parent, where your child's out on their first date? And maybe you're that mom that stays up way past her bedtime because she doesn't have any control and she wants to be there as soon as they walk back in. Or maybe you're the dad or the mom, and we've had this happen twice now where we come out and there's our kids packing up the car, getting ready to go to college. And as we stand there in that no control moment, as we send them out into a world that has so many things in it, I think we can look at what Mary said here, and we could say, I am the Lord's servant, and just lean into God. So the first thing I want to tell you today is that a mother's heart leans into God. The second thing I want to show you today is a mother's heart understands it's okay not to be perfect. Do we have any imperfect moms here today? Any imperfect moms? Oh, we have a few imperfect moms in the room. This will be really good for you. I want to share a few stories with you that I saw. One was a mom that really wanted and desired to be perfect, especially on this day. It was the day of her daughter's wedding. So she had gotten everything just right. She wanted to make sure that it was a perfect day. On the day of the wedding, she goes up to the front of the church during the service, very first thing, to light the three candles that were up there. As she was lighting the three candles, her brand new acrylic nails caught fire. Being in the moment, not knowing what to do and not wanting to mess the wedding up, she simply put down the lighter and lit the last two candles. Then, at like a gunslinger from the Wild West, brought it up to her mouth and blew out her finger. An imperfect mom. I want to read this story about another imperfect mom to you. In this story, a man by the name of Dr. Ben Carson. Y'all have heard of Dr. Ben, right? He's a famous neurosurgeon. He ran for president. I think right now he's the Secretary of Housing. This is a story from his book and his life. It says, Dr. Benjamin Carson, renowned surgeon at Johns Hopkins, tells a moving story about his mother. Mrs. Carson insisted that Ben and his brother Curtis write a book report every couple of weeks. This wasn't for school. This was just for their mom. Ben and Curtis dutifully obeyed. About the time he was in junior high, Ben finally realized something quite shocking. His mom couldn't read. For years, Ben had read books and scratched out reports, assuming that his mom was checking every word, but she didn't have a clue what any of them were saying. Now consider this. Raised by an illiterate mother, Ben grew up to be a world-famous surgeon who's been featured in many articles with the author of several books. His illiterate mom didn't twist her hands over her lack of learning and give up hope of raising intelligent boys. Instead, she gave her boys what she had, interest, accountability, and the courage to demand extra work. You see, we don't have to be perfect, right? There's going to be times where we just have to understand that we will never be perfect. We can see this in the life of Mary. Here we had the supposedly perfect mom. But in John chapter 2, in verses 1 through 5, it says this: on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to this wedding. And when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, this is a real interesting scripture. Because, first off, never call your mom a woman if you're in here right now. That's only Jesus can do that. But second of all, you know, if you think about this, Jesus is, I don't even know how to comprehend what just happened. Jesus said, "I'm not supposed to do this yet, but because my mama said to do it." And I like how she said, "Y'all, I just told him what to do, and y'all do what he said to do." In that point, I think we could say this. I think maybe Mary was a little bit imperfect. But Jesus kind of covered for that. Jesus said, you know, if my mom tells me, if that's not a place where we can definitely see that Mary is imperfect, we can definitely see it in Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. Jesus is speaking and teaching and preaching. It says, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and his brother stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brother are standing outside waiting to speak to you." And Jesus just kind of said, "They'll have to wait," basically. He said, "My work is in here," as he said in the scriptures. You see, at that time, what we saw was Mary was kind of interrupting Jesus' time of teaching and preaching. So I would say that we could definitely say that Mary wasn't perfect. What we do see is that when Mary made mistakes, things happened anyway. God kind of took control. You may have made mistakes in your past. You will probably make one or two mistakes today. And you will definitely make some mistakes in the future. But I want to tell you that when you make mistakes, you can trust that God is there. You can trust that even in your mistakes, that God still loves you. That God is still with you. And that God is still going to use you as you pour into your children's life. Now, why do moms make mistakes? I found one way that we might think might be it. It's a story. It's kind of extra biblical. It said, I heard one day that the Lord came to Adam and said, "Adam, I'm going to make you a helper, a completer. I'm going to make you a wife." And Adam said, "Lord, what's a wife?" And the Lord said, "Well, a wife is going to be someone like you, but not just like you. Very different from you, in fact. She's going to be beautiful, and she's going to be soft and tender and loving and wonderful. When you come home in the evenings from working hard in the fields all day, your wife is going to meet you there, Adam, with your slippers and the remote control to your television. And a wonderful meal will be ready. The smell of it will be wafting through your house. She's going to attend to your every need. She's just going to love you. When you awaken in the morning, you're going to smell bacon and eggs cooking. And it's going to be a great day. And every day is going to be a great day. Because she's going to make sure that your life is absolutely perfect, Adam. You're going to be glad that you have a wife." And Adam said, "Well, Lord, that sounds wonderful, but that sounds kind of expensive. How much is that going to cost me?" The Lord said, "Well, Adam, that's going to cost you an arm and a leg." And Adam said, "Well, what can I get for a rib?" So when you have an imperfect moment, first, blame men. I think that's your first thing. But the next thing I want you to do is in that moment of imperfection, in that moment when you catch yourself and you go, "Wow, I just made a mistake," I want you to just to simply stop and breathe in the grace of God. When you've made that mistake with your child, when you've said something you shouldn't say, when you've done something, you said, oh, I just shouldn't do it. Just take a minute and think about what Jesus did on the cross. The mercy that he gave you, the forgiveness, and allow that to come into your life. And realize you're going to be imperfect, but you have a Savior that died to cover that. The neatest thing about breathing in grace is it gives you the opportunity to breathe out grace. I want to show you a great verse in John 19 and verse John 19, 25. That's it. John 19 and verse number 25. Oh, that goes into the next one. 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry. If we turn to 2 Corinthians, that was an imperfect moment. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back again. Okay. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, just listen to this for a minute. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. It says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Isn't that the greatest verse of all times? He said, here's what I want you to hear. My grace, my forgiveness, my mercy is sufficient for you. And even in your imperfections, he said, my power is made perfect in your weaknesses. Grab that verse as you realize that sometimes a mother's heart has to realize that they're just not going to be perfect. The third thing I want to show you today is a mother's heart never gives up. A mother's heart never gives up. The last kind of vignette we have of Mary is in that John chapter 19 and verse 25. In John 19, 25, it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. I can't even imagine it. I don't think it would be that stained glass Mary that we see. I don't think it would be a stoic Mary that's at the cross. I think it would be a broken Mary, weeping and wailing, asking God to somehow or another just give her the ability to get through what was happening. I think in the same way, we see that picture of Mary at the cross in so many moms. We go through so many hard times as parents. It could be you have to have that same feeling of Mary when you're at the hospital and something's happened to your kid, where you're just saying, God, I'm not in control here, and I need you. Maybe it's in a counselor's office where your child had been unruly or something has happened, and in that moment, you're just broken as a mom. A mother's heart never gives up because she allows God to lift her up. How do you get through that? You allow God to lift you up. In Psalms chapter 30 and verse 1, the Bible says this, or it's actually King David said this, in Psalms 30 and verse 1, it says, I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me up out of the depths. What you find is in those times that are so hard as a parent, that God reaches out and he lifts you up and gives you the strength that you need. You know, the neat thing about Mary is we hear about her another time. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it says in Acts 1:14 that there in this first early church were all the disciples and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Here's what we see. As we see a mom who leans into God when she doesn't know what to do, who takes this idea that she can't be perfect, but allows the grace of God to cover the imperfection. That mom who's in her weakest moments allows God to lift her up. She got to see the resurrection. She's got to see the start of the church, Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came. She got to see God use her children in ways that she never knew could happen. I think in the same way, God will bless you that way. That as you pour into your children love and grace, as you pour into them understanding and strength, and it may not be here on this earth. You might be in heaven looking down, but what you're going to find is that same grace and that same love that connects you to God will connect your children to God. Mary had a chance to see everything play out because of what she put into her kids. And in the same way, we can too. There was a story I saw one day where it was a family circus. Have you ever seen those family circus ones? You know, they're just one thing and all these different word bubbles. And they were all talking about mothers and children. And this last scene, the kind of the last little word bubble on the page said, "Well, I know about mothers. Babies and mothers are connected by a biblical cord." And I think it's funny, but I think that's the truth I want y'all to know today. I don't know how to tell you to be a mother, but God does. I don't know how to tell you to get through your hard time, but God does. I don't know how to tell you how to not stress about being imperfect. I don't know how to tell you that when that hardest day comes, that you have a Father in heaven who will lift you up. But I will tell you that if you connect to your children with a biblical cord, if you get into the Word of God and allow His truth to wash into your life, you're going to have the answers on that day. You may not feel like you will, but God will come in and He will strengthen you and give you wisdom and He will give you power. Happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just want to thank you today for just a wonderful day. God, thank you for the kids that we got to see on the video this morning. God, I want to thank you for Caleb. And God, as he took that step into baptism. God, I want to thank you for the beautiful music. But God, mostly I want to just thank you for your word. God, I thank you that your grace is sufficient for us. God, I thank you that we can lean into you. And I thank you that you will lift us up. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.